This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Water. Water, please. Someone help. I'm stranded in this desert and I need water. Do you have water?
Wait, I'm literally stranded in this desert with you.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm JPC. Oh. I'm co-host of the show.
Sorry, I must be thirst-crazed. Do you have any water? And honestly, now that I'm saying it, I would prefer if you have like a root beer or like a Capri Sun.
Adel, I gave you a root beer maybe 20 minutes ago.
What?
We're waiting for our plane. If you want to go get a water, I guess maybe like just go to like the Starbucks and see if they will give you a couple. You're going to have to buy like, it's going to be like $4 or $5. I'm sure they're not going to just give you a cup of water.
I'll just keep looking. Water. Water, okay, you. Luck,
compliments. Compliments. I need some compliments.
Do you have water? I'll trade you compliments for water.
How about you go first?
Okay. Your pants are pants.
Forget it.
Do you guys want to switch seats? Because I don't need to sit in the middle. I'm trying to read, so I can move.
I don't have the strength to switch seats. I need water.
And I need compliments. We are so thirsty for water and compliments.
Oh, wait, you're thirsty? I just thought you were old.
Shut up.
Well, I should also say I'm Adel Rafai.
It's been established. I'm JPC.
And I'm very brave, and I just had to compliment myself.
And we are Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast about the search for quenching your thirst for riddles. I don't know.
A podcast in three acts.
What?
Well, Act one, we do a little opening bit.
Okay.
Act two, we kill time until commercials. Uh-huh. Act three.
Yeah.
We just get to plugs.
Huh.
Oh.
Wow. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
it.
The whole show.
Yeah, that's our whole setup. I appreciate it. How's everybody doing? What's going on with everyone?
Good.
And if you don't have something, just make something up.
JPC, I was going to ask you, does it feel sometimes like you're a very tired dad on a road trip and me and Adel are the kids in the back seat?
Well, you asked this question about you and Adel being the kids in the back seat, and yet I realize that I have to look at the whole time that we record, because there's, as far as I know, there's no way to collapse this chat, a fake link that I dropped to pornhub.com/Merry Christmas, everyone. And now I just have to look at that the entire time.
We don't know how to delete
record.
It.
I don't know how to, I can't get that out of there. So are you two the kids? I don't know. Who would do something like that? Would the dad do something like that?
So I asked them to send me the link to a Christmas song, and JPC is a smartass and sent a pornhub.com/wiki/Merry Christmas, everyone link, which just really sends you to Pornhub. We're doing great over here.
It's just sending you to Pornhub. That's all it's doing. Lord, send me to Pornhub.
Speaking of Christmas porn, what is everyone doing to prep? Are we prepping for Christmas, or are we still bracing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, Adel.
I got 400 gallons of water in my basement. I got a shotgun.
Wait, this whole time I was asking for water, you had 400 gallons?
In my basement.
Adel, I'm so glad you asked. Guess who decorated for Christmas yesterday?
You?
On November 11th, I know this is not when the episode comes out, but on November 11th, I decorated for Christmas, and it's 90 degrees here in LA, and my house looks like Christmas on the inside. Why? Because I wanted to feel something. Thank you for asking. I wanted to feel anything at all. It looks
interesting.
Great.
It's interesting that you said you put up all those decorations on November 11th when November 10th was your 30th birthday.
Yes.
So are you compensating for age?
Yeah, I guess I maybe this is some sort of slow motion nervous breakdown. Sure. Is that what your question was? Merry Christmas.
I see you wearing your hair in pigtails. You also have a Dora the Explorer sweatshirt on.
So yes, to answer your question, I'm doing great. What was the question?
Trying to stay young.
It is funny how Aaron is fully decorated for Christmas out in LA when Adele and I in Chicago have already had snow. And
oh yeah, this
morning. I have not started Christmas decorating at all.
Do you both have fake trees? Do you get a real tree every year? What's your deal?
I've always had fake trees. Last year was the first year I ever did a real tree because Gemma insisted, and it was pretty fun. So we're gonna get a real tree again this year.
Cool.
I've always had fake trees, in like a fake like tunnel painted onto a side of a wall, and then I'll drive my car through it thinking, oh, this is it's a shortcut. I'll have someone hold up a sign like shortcut this way, and then I'll drive my car right into it. It'll be a fucking wall, total my car, and I'm only going 25, 30 miles an hour, and I got airbags, but still, it's like I'm a little dinged up.
A homeowner, you can't do that anymore, though.
I hope that whoever's been doing it has stopped doing it.
JBC, it's been bothering me for 4 years now who you remind me of, and you just nailed it. You're Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, right.
Your look, your
wait, purpose.
Vibe.
Wait, we've known each other way longer than 4 years. So what happened in the four years ago?
You tell us.
Like, who are you? Who do you remind me of?
I started liking you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, we hung out before that, but then I started to be like, oh, I like this person.
Aaron, to answer your question, we have not decorated for Christmas. We haven't even talked about if we will get a tree or what kind of tree we will get. None of that has been discussed because it's way too early for that, in my opinion.
Well, yes, and you're right. And honestly, like, I would like to be the kind of person who waits until after Thanksgiving to decorate for Christmas. But here's the thing: that is one of the only things I've collected in my life is Christmas decor. And if I travel so much around the holidays, I see my family on Thanksgiving, I'm going to be traveling over Christmas. So I go, if I decorate right after Thanksgiving, I really am only going to get to enjoy it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
My Christmas decorations are amazing. I'll send you guys a photo. You're going to be like, too much. Why? What are you doing?
And you're like, whoops, that was a selfie.
Exactly.
I had an aunt, like a great aunt maybe, right, who every Christmas, thank you, when I was a kid, would give me a Christmas ornament, like as a gift for Christmas. And she would always be like, when you have like your own family, you'll have all these Christmas ornaments that you can like put on your tree. You'll have like a tree full of Christmas ornaments. And me as a child was like, this is going in the trash. Like, what am I going to save this for 40 years? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is going in the trash. And if I ever need a Christmas ornament, I'll buy it. I'll buy it when I need it. I'm not going to hold on to this shit for like three decades.
You are literally the Grinch.
Yeah, that's insane.
A nightmare.
I don't need this family heirloom. I'll buy one. It's like, no, you don't understand.
Oh, my God.
This hairpin was on the Titanic. I don't fucking care. I'll buy one.
She wasn't giving me a hair. She was giving me some like homemade knitted shit that I'm like, this looks fucking ugly, first of all.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You're not a professional. You're bad at this.
That's my worst fear. If I'm someone's great aunt, I go, I've lived this long. I would love to pass on a little something to you. And then that young boy is throwing it in the trash and saying if he wants an ornament, he'll buy one.
He makes a TikTok of him swallowing it.
Here's the hill I'll die on. So if I don't give a shit about giving a gift. I often tell people just don't get me a gift because I don't want it.
Are you telling me you don't like the piss mug I gave you last year?
I do. I do like the piss. I mean, I have it. I did not throw the piss mug away, so I still have the piss mug.
Did you guys hear that?
I didn't know.
I forgot I invited someone over. Do you guys mind if I let in JP Riddles? He's here to tell us all about his new celebration, Pissmas.
Oh, yeah.
No, please. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, JP, come on inside.
Oh, I'm allowed to come inside?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Stay on the porch.
Okay.
JP Riddles, will you tell in the microphone, will you tell all our listeners about your new holiday Pissmas?
Okay, well, that there's where you're wrong, because Pissmas is not a new holiday. Pissmas is actually a retelling of a pagan holiday. Now, the Romans, the Christians, right, they wanted to get rid of all the holidays, but what could they not stop doing? They couldn't stop people from drinking piss, because people like it. They like the taste. It's sterile. It's clean. It's good for the body. It's better than getting that Obama-Biden shot, you know what I'm saying? Anti-vax is the way to go, kids. Anyway, that's just a little something more about J.P. Riddle's personal politics.
J.P. Riddles, are you sure you're not thinking of Swiss Miss, the hot chocolate?
Oh, I won't eat hot chocolate. I like chocolate cold. Cold, 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 cold. That's the only way to eat chocolate. Wait, not what am I thinking of? Rat carcass. I'm thinking of rat carcass. That's what I'm thinking of. Anyway, Pissmas is a holiday where you share your piss with your loved ones and they share their piss with yours. Aww. And then we do what we call a white elephant piss exchange, where you just piss, you just leave piss for other people and they don't know that they're playing, but when they get it, they can either trade, steal, or piss on somebody else.
Oh, can they drink it?
I guess so. It's a free country. Well, for now. We'll just wait until this communist-ass Joe Biden gets done with it.
J.P. Riddles, I guess it's not a total surprise to hear about and learn about your politics, but I got to say, it's still disappointing.
Sure, yeah, I understand that. I understand that completely.
Well,
I'm a big Jim Brewer fan.
Oh, no. Goat Boy?
What else?
You think Goat Boy is comedy?
Goat Boy, one of my top 10 SNL characters.
Oh, no.
You think a guy who sounds like me doesn't enjoy Goat Boy?
Oh no, JP Riddles. We might not be able to invite you back anymore.
I don't think Dave Chappelle is particularly funny, but I love what he's got to say.
Oh, buddy, we gotta have you head out. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Wow, Aaron, did you see that? He picked up a horse, put it on his back, and then ran off.
I think the pandemic has done a lot of damage to a lot of otherwise maybe good people's brains, and I think maybe J.P. Riddles is just an unfortunate casualty of maybe some some online radicalization.
Well, regardless, I can't wait to sit down at a table with him over Thanksgiving and have nice conversations.
He's family. At the end of the day, he's family.
He's family.
When you're here, you're family. Well, we need to get to some riddles.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I know. I forgot myself. Ooh. Are we ready to do a warm-up riddle?
Yes.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm always ready for this kind of stuff.
You are driving a school bus. The bus is empty when you begin the route. At the first stop,
normal,
four people get on. At the second stop, eight people get on and two get off. At the third stop, JP,
Hold on. Okay.
You're never going to get it.
At the third stop, three people get off and four get on.
Okay.
What color are the bus driver's eyes?
Now, this is hard because I don't know what color my eyes are. I thought I did. I told Mariah got brown eyes. And she goes, I don't think so. But I'm like, well, who's known me longer? You or me?
To be a fly in the wall of the hills you die on in your house.
I mean,
I would love to watch it.
Eyes don't change color.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Over time?
Yeah, especially if you look at too many screens. But that's not based in science. Wait. That's just a theory I have.
Okay, I want to see a scene.
Wait, we talking about theories we have?
Hey, let's get the hose and we hose them down. Get off our porch, J.P. Riddles.
Being wet, it just makes me stronger.
Get them hose. I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a optometrist.
Sure.
Aaron, you are a new client to this eye doctor, and you have your own theories on what eyes can and can't do.
So is there any particular reason why you are coming in today? Just kind of like an annual checkup?
Yes, I think I can see the future with my eyes, and I thought you might want to study me for science.
Okay. Well, everyone can see the future with their eyes because it's happening. It's just we're perceiving the natural world, and that becomes our present.
All right, well, riddle me this. I think I'm the only one who can see in 3D. That's pretty cool. I can see in 3D.
Okay.
Like 3D movies. That is how life looks to me. Studying my brain. In my eyes.
Life looks like 3D movies to you. Well, yeah. We all do see in 3D. Like, you can see three dimensions because that's what life is.
That's weird. Let me blow your mind then. I'm going to tell you a little something about the color red. I'm the only one who can see it.
Okay, so you also...
Whoa!
You might be You might be colorblind.
I mean, I might be colorblind?
You could be colorblind. If you think that you're the only one who can see red, you might be red-green colorblind.
Okay, well, have you heard about yellow? Probably not.
No, I've heard about yellow, yeah.
Watch this. I can make the room go dark. Watch this.
Okay.
Now it's light again. Now I can see everything. So, I can make the room go dark.
That light switch is turning the lights on and off in the hallway.
Oh,
so
okay.
Please don't do that.
But then watch
people,
this. If I close
we have people
them,
walking in the hallway.
I can make
okay.
now no one can see.
Okay.
Close my eyes. Now you can't see, motherfucker. Study my eyes.
How to explain this to you? Look, I'm an eye doctor, and I'm gonna go kind of abreast of my field of expertise. You're one of the most attractive people that I've ever seen in my entire life. So
you can see
my
me?
Guess. I can't. Yeah. my guess is that most people in your life, they will just agree with whatever that you have to say, and that's
yeah, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever told you saying that was cool was
yeah,
probably
boy.
Just exactly was probably just being nice. But I am an asexual, so your powers have no effect on me. And I just wanted to let you know that this, what you are, what you choose to be, is wrong. And most likely what has happened is you are colorblind.
Are you sure? Because if I close this eye, you move a little to this side. And then if I open that eye and then close the other one, I can shift where you are. I can make you move. I am a god. I have very special eyes. And is there something wrong with me? There's little hairs coming out on the top lid, and then there's little hairs coming out the bottom lid. That's fucking
everybody
crazy.
Everybody has that. Well, I don't have that. I just got it tattooed because I was sick of trimming.
Your eyelashes?
Mm-hmm.
See.
I don't think that guy was a real doctor.
I don't think that's a real client.
tattooed eyelashes.
Aaron, I enjoy Have You Heard of Yellow? Which is one of the Pissmas songs that J.P. Riddle sings on his Pissmas album.
It's mostly Jingle Bells. There's not a lot of lyrics.
Heard
it's
of
mostly
Yellow.
And then just 10 minutes of Jingle Bells. Ding 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 ding.
JPC, you basically got the answer right. The color of the bus driver's eyes are the color of your eyes.
And I will say brown.
Okay. Aaron, do you know your eye color?
Stormy, sad, gray.
Aww. And I...
You don't really have gray eyes,
my
do you?
My eyes are hazel.
I'm going to quickly move away from my microphone and then put my eyes right up against my camera and they can be the judge.
Okay, we mostly see up her nose.
I got to say, it's mostly white.
Yeah, it's mostly white and then black in the middle.
Yeah, I guess I can see like a little gray, blue in there maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am once again. I'm torn into pieces. I think I've
sorry, Aaron.
Maybe.
I got lost in the desert. That it was your eyes.
Yeah, Adel, what color are your eyes?
He's
hazel.
Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't know what color my eyes are, but I once had a pharmacist tell me I have the saddest eyes he's ever seen.
That's when you're
so
picking
nice.
Up your depression medication?
It's nice to be the best at something, huh?
Here's your Prozac. You have the saddest eyes I've ever seen.
Oh, no. I'm just buying gum. They said that they said I could come back here and pay because they're so busy up front.
I know I've mentioned this on the show before, but I would go to the school nurse just to like pick up Band-Aids for my class or to grab something for her. And she'd go, oh, my God, lay down. Oh, my God, you look so ill.
You're
sickly my
child.
Face.
Your
just...
pallor. Your pallor is so... It's like a Victorian child.
You called me a Victorian doll this week, and I said thank you.
I know.
You.
I can't stop myself.
Well, it's a compliment to me. Thank you very much.
I can't stop myself from reading another riddle. Rachel and Monica have moved into a shared house with several other occupants.
Wait a second. Wait
Hold
a second.
Hold on.
Monica...
They got a house in New York City?
Uh-huh.
How?
In the Hamptons.
Wow.
On that salary? Monica doesn't like their new accommodation, though, because of the angry and aggressive cat that greeted them when they first walked in.
Smelly cat.
Rachel realizes that there isn't really a problem. Why? Rachel and Monica have moved into a shared house with several other occupants. Monica doesn't like their new accommodation, though, because of the angry and aggressive cat that greeted them when they first walked in. Rachel realizes there isn't really a problem. Why?
So... Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this cat, when they first walked in, does that mean before they walked into their house or on the outside of their house? Is this like a doorman, like a cat butler?
I'd like to see a scene. I'm sorry. I don't want to, but I have to. Adel, you are a cat, like doorman or butler that works in a very fancy rich person building, and everyone just loves you. You're great at your job, and JPC, you're a tenant coming into the building, and you have some requests.
Oh, meow meow today, monsieur. Very good to see you today.
What's going on?
I was just saying a meow meow to you. Let me grab the door for you. Oh, sorry, I have to lick my own asshole real quick. And a one, and a two, and a three. Licks to the middle. Here we go. And get the door for you, sir.
I'm sorry. Are you... I don't believe I'm saying this. Are you a little cat doorman? Are you a doorman at this building and you're also a little cat?
Oh, forgive me. You must have forgotten. When you first moved in, there was a card...
I'm brand new to the building.
Oh, there should be a card in your welcome package explaining my situation. Okay. My name is Dorpy. I'm the doorman cat Dorpy. At this doorman building. Cat, meow, yeah. Meow, meow.
Okay. Oh, reading here. Oh, cursed by a witch.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry, one second. I have to give a big stretch.
Okay. Until you do 101 good deeds. Interesting. Okay, and I'm just supposed to share a problem with you, and maybe you help me fix it, and then you can move on. Is that... Okay.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, what do I have? What do I have? What do I have? Well, the moving truck's outside, and we have a lot of boxes. You're a cat. You're just going to jump in them, and you're going to claw my hand when I try to get too near them to pick
Boy,
them
do
up.
You have my number.
Okay, so maybe not that.
Excuse me, Dorpy. I am so sorry to bother you, and I know you're about to go and walk into the sun, sit in it, and roll about for a bit, but there is a light that's on my wall in my apartment, and I was wondering if you had time today to perhaps try to catch it for me.
Oh, meow, 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 Miss Gladhaven, I would be happy to come up there and make that sort of like k-k-k-k-k-k-k noise while looking at the light.
Thank you, Dorby.
Yes, of course.
That's such a good one. That's such a good one. Thank you so much, ma'am. That's such a good one. Okay, what can I do?
100 more deeds to go, Dorby.
Wait. Oh, so this card is updated, like, live. So that was 101 this morning, and now it's down to 100.
Yeah, well, it's...
You haven't done any good deeds yet?
I have, but I keep doing bad deeds, and that kind of cancels them out.
Oh.
See, for example, let me just claw your wrist.
Ow! Come on! I wasn't even trying to pet you.
Meow, meow, meow.
Sir, a word to the wise. Dorpy goes crazy at about 7:30 every day. He has his witching hour, and he bounces off the walls, runs and runs, and dooms and zooms. So be weary of that, and keep the door closed.
Okay, I was going to keep the door to my home closed anyway.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh, God damn it. My lamps.
Scene.
Okay, I have a new favorite character. It's Dorpy the cat doorman.
It's Dorpy, the tiny little cat with a door hat. Tiny little cat, it's Dorpy. He guards the door.
I'm Dorpy.
I'm Anne Brent.
I never want to leave this. Don't make us move on. Okay.
Don't make us move on. What are we thinking about this riddle?
Couldn't tell you what the riddle was.
Okay.
I'm honestly trying to think about what the riddle was, and I truly have no idea.
Let me...
Is it like a cat doorman something?
Why don't you two wait?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You two rest your wary heads and let me repeat
the riddle. It's Rachel and Monica.
Oh, right.
There's a house.
Rachel and Monica have moved into a shared house with several other occupants. Monica doesn't like their new accommodation, though, because of the angry and aggressive cat that greeted them when they first walked in. But Rachel realizes that there isn't really a problem. Why that be?
Is it because the person with the cat is moving out?
Oh, can you sing it in the form of a Billy Joel song?
Uptown cat.
No.
Sorry. Oh, did I get it wrong? Should I have done moving out?
Well, okay. This brings the... I mean, that's a really great segue to my guess.
That's
because my guess is that Monica is cat blind.
What is that song? Head
I
games?
Don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you had to be a big cat, did ya? Oh, Billy Joel.
I don't know. Is the... What did you answer my question? Is this cat inside or outside of the house? Or does it matter?
Hey, bud. I don't have to answer your questions.
And is
you're
the
not
cat
the boss
inside out?
Shit, you're right.
You're not the boss of me, Malcolm. Malcolm in the middle?
Is that you answer to me.
So we'll say that the angry and aggressive cat was when they walked into the house. So it wasn't like on the porch. It was like in the entryway.
Okay. Wasn't on the porch. It was in the entryway.
Yeah.
And they saw the cat when they walked
into the house. So it's a real cat.
Well.
It's taxidermied.
No.
Oh.
It's uberdermied.
You said, she said it's a real cat, and you said, well.
There is a real cat involved.
Interesting. So this isn't just like a painting of a cat where she's like, it's not a problem. We just turn the painting around and boom.
That still would be kind of creepy. If there's a painting that scared me, I would not feel better if it was just turned around.
I guess you're not invited to my house then. Can I tell you a prank that Mariah and I have been playing that we quite enjoy?
Yes.
We tried to play it the other day, but we couldn't do it because she ran out of computer ink. But we have a printer, or Mariah has a printer, and we have photo paper, and we have an empty like 5x7 photo frame in our house that when we have people over, we know like people are coming over. We had like a dinner party. We take one person that we know is coming over, go to their Instagram, grab a photo of them from their Instagram,
print it,
frame it, hide it with the rest of like the pictures. And every time that we've done it, we're getting better. We're getting sneakier. Like the photos are getting farther away. The first time I did it, I grabbed, you guys know Mike Brunley, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just grabbed one of his headshots from IMDb. And everybody that walked in was like, whoa, what's that picture of Mike doing there? And I was like, okay, I got to learn my lesson a little better.
Oh, that's such a funny person to pick, too.
That's fantastic.
But when when people see it, they're like, huh, oh, that's me. it's a very fun time. It's always a very fun
Did
time.
Did anyone like see it and get kind of spooked for a second, like really believe that was hanging in their house?
No, everybody kind of got the joke like immediately. I hoped that people wouldn't see it. People would be over for like an hour and then they'd see it. But so far, everyone, it's like the first thing that they see and they're like, this is very funny. And I'm like, damn it.
What was the most successful version of it?
I would say that the more successful versions are the ones where we take like either a picture of the person like in a group or like farther back.
Mm.
But so, like I said, we've only done it like three times twice, because the third time we tried to do it, we ran out of fucking ink. But so far, everyone has noticed it pretty immediately, which is kind of a bummer.
I think you should print out a picture of them. If they post on their Instagram like a picture of them when they were a kid, print that out and then be like, this is me when I was a kid, and then see if they fight you on it.
Well, Mariah and I do have a side-by-side picture frame with our baby photos in it, like us as babies.
Yeah.
So it would fit in really well to just throw another baby photo there.
Yeah.
If you really got to go search for people who post their baby photos.
I think it would be so funny to be like, to go over to someone's house and be like, I think that's me as a baby. And they're like, no, that's me. And it'd be like, I want to stand my ground here, but I feel like,
Can I tell you, this is Mariah's other idea.
Yes. She,
by the way, genius at these kind of pranks. The other thing that Mariah wants to do is she's also a designer, so she's pretty good at like photo editing. She wants to take photos of us. Like we got the idea, we have these like baby photos of us, but they're separate frames because obviously they're separate photos, but she wants to do baby photos of us hanging out together. So like it's just photoshopped of like us through the ages, and then do photos of us as like babies, kids, adults, and then like photos of us as old people, like just like age our faces.
Oh my god, that's like so that. Funny just do, just do, you knew each other your whole lives, there's just, you and a dance just, in middle school.
Just do our whole lives in photos.
I love that. So much.
I think it's such a funny idea, but we have not executed on that idea yet. That's fantastic. I think it's very fun.
JPC, I think what would scare me most if I went into someone's home would be not a photo of me, but a photo of one of my family members.
Like if you saw a photo of Mitch?
Yeah, if I saw a photo of Mitch in your house, I'd be like, what? Or like if you click on my like Instagram and you get a photo of one of my college friends, like I think you could spook the person more if they go, wait, do you know my Aunt Jane?
Here's what you do is you get a photo of an older person from your family, right? So you take your friend's dad's like brother or something like that, have a photo frame of him. Your friend sees that photo and they're like, what the fuck? That's my Uncle Rick. And be like, that guy saved my dad's life in 1998. Yes. That's your uncle?
And he
literally pulled my dad out of a freezing river.
He's been looking for him for 20 years to give him a cash prize of $50,000.
Yeah, this is okay. I think the three of us make a very dangerous team.
I like this. I think my favorite, I think I would like to frame a portrait of like Harold Ramis or something. And then when people come over, be like, oh, that's my grandpa. And they're like, that looks just like Harold Ramis. I'd be like, I don't see it.
I think that's good.
And if they pull up
my grandpa? Yeah,
if they pull up a picture, be like, I don't see it. And if they pull up the exact picture, be like, something's wrong here.
It's like him in a movie, and you're like, I don't see it. It's a still from a movie he's in. I don't see it.
It's him in full Ghostbuster regalia, yeah. And it's like, I don't see it.
I'm like, Adel, so you think your grandpa was a Ghostbuster who just happens to look like Harold Ramis? Okay.
Coincidences. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I'm just proud of my family. So speaking of family, Rachel and Monica have moved into a shared house with
this again?
Oh, yes. God. You're obsessed with this, Adel.
Adel, you fucking love this riddle.
You're right. What is my problem? Let's move on.
I hear riddle bells for Adel in this fucking riddle.
Oh, and we've only gone to riddle court before. We've never married a riddle. Let's go.
Yeah, if you love it, why don't you solve it?
We are gathered here today to see the union between Adel Rifai and the riddle about a cat. Do you have vows to exchange? Adel, you can go first.
Hey, man, you're saying that out loud.
What?
I know you're nervous, but you're saying that out loud.
Yes, I have vows. What walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and eight legs at night?
He's reading another riddle as vows? It's a little offensive.
Oh, no, he's not reading another riddle. That's another riddle that burst in here. I think it's one of those runaway bride situation. No, that's the opposite. What's the situation where someone like bursts in and they're like,
oh, the graduate?
I don't know.
You're objecting to the wedding?
Yeah, I think the graduate.
In that movie? I thought that movie just like fucks somebody's mom or something.
Yeah, that too.
But he also objects against the wedding.
Oh, okay, great. Can we watch The Graduate right now? Is that cool with everybody if we just take
a scene?
It's one of the most successful weddings I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, what is this, Adel?
I feel like any wedding written by Mike Nichols is a smash. Can I give you a hint?
Yes, please. I'd love a hint.
So there is a real cat in this riddle, but then there's also, I won't say a fake cat, but there's a visage of a cat.
Oh, it's a cat seeing himself in the mirror.
Ding, do, dango, ta-ti-ta. Aaron, you got it. There is a mirror near the entrance. Monica, as a cat, saw her reflection and thought it was another cat challenging her territory. Rachel can cover up the mirror until Monica becomes settled. But Monica will figure it out eventually, even if Rachel does nothing.
Monica was a cat.
Hey, Monica being a cat, that's like a fucking Bruce Willis Sixth Sense-esque twist, because I never imagined Monica as a cat.
I completely agree.
Wait, didn't Jennifer Aniston date Bruce Willis in Friends? Or was it Monica?
I thought Bruce Willis was like someone's dad. Isn't Bruce
He was Ross's girlfriend's dad, but he also dated either...
I think he dated Rachel.
I think he dated Rachel, yeah.
That's right. Okay, cool.
So I've told you guys this before, but Lou had never seen her reflection before. She'd never lived in a place with any mirror close to the ground, and we never thought to like lift her up and show her a reflection.
Aaron, you didn't give her a hand mirror so she could explore?
Yeah, we gave her a little hand mirror to fix her makeup, just to like powder her face at parties. But we saw her see her reflection for the first time, and she started mooing at herself.
Huh.
And now we think she's a cow. I'm not even kidding. She wasn't barking. She wasn't growling. She was going, moo, moo. Because, again, she kind of looks like a cow. She's kind of built like a cow. I think she thought she was a cow. But me and Sean's sister were dying laughing. We're like, why is she mooing? She's very lost.
Okay, we're going to take a break and deal with this somehow. Trying to convince Aaron that her dog's not a cow. I don't know when we'll be back. I don't know if this will get resolved, but we'll try and come back. So
go take a look at your podcast app right now. This might be the end of the episode. It might say like only like 1 minute remaining, and that might just be ads because we don't know if we can come back from this.
Yeah, I don't know if the podcast can recover from this. So we'll see you if we see you.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy, Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
And we're back, and we just did a 23andMe of my dog, Lou, and it turns out she's 80% cow, so we can continue on.
And Aaron, I just want to apologize again. I'm so sorry for doubting you.
Yeah.
80% cow, doing the genealogy. What year do we think a dog fucked a cow? 80% cow to get to Lou.
Let's not split here.
I want to say every year.
Every year.
I guarantee you on God's green earth, every year there's a cow that fucks a dog. Every year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need this image.
This is not a call for fan art.
So what
do
stops...
Do not do fan art.
Oh, that is such a cursed thing we just
cow
did.
Cow dog, new character.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. Moo, moo, moo. What stops a dog from impregnating a cow?
God? I want to say...
Justice?
How come the sperm and egg aren't compatible?
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a great question. They're different species.
Yeah, I think...
I don't like to think about it.
I think the world would be so much more fun if, like, anything went, where it was just like, oh, this raccoon fucked a flamingo? Like, we better have a result. Like, there has to be a product of this fornication.
Okay.
I think that would be fun.
Two things. Adel, really, this is such an indication that it's the end of 2021 and nothing matters anymore. Mm-hmm. That thought in your head. You have really come to the end of the line here. Another thing is I want people to tweet at us at what dream combination of animals you would want to see.
What Adel is describing with like a fun universe where like what happens when a raccoon fucks a flamingo?
A flamingo.
What you're talking about is Pokemon. Because in Pokemon, they have a Pokemon that's called like Raccoomingo. And it's just a raccoon crossed with a flamingo. And that you're just inventing Pokemon at this point.
Huh.
So
I guess I like Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm saying that's the world that you also want to live in. You could like just go up to challenge people in tall grass, and they will throw Pokeballs at you, and you will get to fight them for their Pokemon.
So what is a Squirtle a mix of? Is it like a turtle in a water bottle?
It's a squirt gun.
A squirt gun and we're getting into inanimate objects.
Yeah.
And so let's be scientists about this. Let's not treat this like it's dumb.
Okay.
A Charizard. Let's work backwards and deconstruct with a Charizard.
Lizard and a charm bracelet. Easy. Easy. Okay. Need to work backwards too, Hutch.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now a Pikachu.
A Pikachu
would be
a peeping Tom and a sneeze. These are easy. Give me some fucking hard ones.
Yes. Course.
Okay. Okay.
Google Pokemon.
I don't know if I know any. I don't know if I know anymore.
Pokemon.
I don't. I can't have this game stop. I need it.
I was gonna say a Pikachu was maybe a chinchilla and a piece of shit. What are the other? I feel like Casey would know Pokemon. Casey, if you know him, toss him in the chat.
There's Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur would be a light bulb and a dinosaur.
Yep.
There you go.
That's exactly correct. What else do we got? We have Vaporeon.
That's a vape pen and it's just two vape pens.
It's a vape pen and an Emporium.
Come on down to vape pens. Snorlax. Emporium. Snorlax. That would be a snoring man and a woman saying, "Just relax."
Did you
a snoring man and a laxative? We did Charmander. Yes,
we did Charmander.
You did Bulbasaur.
Or Charizard.
You did.
Yeah, we did like.
Did you do Jigglypuff?
No, Jigglypuff would be puff pastry plus
the Jigaman himself, Jay-Z.
Slowpoke?
Hove. Yeah, that's Jigglypuff's phrases. Hove.
Hove.
What was the last one? Slowpoke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be a turtle and poke. a turtle covered in raw fish, I want to say.
Turtle covered in raw fish, yeah, absolutely.
Which is just a salmonella nightmare.
These are easy. I'm saying this is
easy.
This is the world that you want to live in, Adam. I think it's a beautiful world, and I'm here to support you in that journey.
That's so fun.
What about Mew?
Jason Mewes, and it's him jerking off. Silent Bob is also there, and he's like, "Stop, man.
Please,
we have to go.
Come on, dude.
Like, it's time
come
to
on,
go."
Dude.
I didn't think we had it in us to invent the best game of all time. I didn't see that for us. This is such a beautiful moment.
Okay, and I came up with a theme song just now. Okay. Hey, there, Pokemon, what two things are you made of? Hey, there, Pokemon, what two things are you made from?
Eric, can I tell you for a second there, I was like, does Adel know the Pokemon theme song? Is he going to sing it right now with new words? I was like, surely he doesn't know that theme song.
Oh, sweetie, no.
Oh,
I feel
man.
Like when Pokemon came out, I think I was 15, 16. I think I was too old for it.
It's like, Pokemon, ooh, two things must park, and they make another thing, Pokemon.
Although I was into, is it Digimon, where you like feed them and make them fight? Was that Digimon?
Yeah.
Sing the song,
JPC.
I had one of those in high school.
So that would be Digimon, digital monsters, Digimon are the champions.
Yay.
That's literally the whole theme song.
What was the theme song to VR Troopers?
Support our VR Troopers.
And what's the theme song to Succession? No, that's something else.
What is that one? That's a...
That's Mad Men.
Mad Men, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who will get daddy's kisses? Who will get a kiss from daddy? Please check out Demi Adejuyibe's parody of the Succession song. It's very funny. Let's do another riddle here.
Please.
A woman with her barking dog enters a room and presses a button. A lot of people with pets walking into rooms. A woman with her barking dog enters a room and presses a button. Within seconds, she instantly loses 20 pounds, and the dog stops barking. How did she lose the weight?
She's pressing a button. She's walking into a room and pressing a button. Yep. She loses 20 pounds.
Uh-huh. And the dog stops barking.
Well, when people say, my dogs are barking, that mm-hmm. means that their shoes have been on all day and they're taking off their shoes to relax at home.
JBC, so, you nailed it. This woman has 10 pounds shoes.
Mm-hmm. Because she's a scuba diver.
JBC, let me try this.
And the air tanks are in her feet.
Okay, Aaron, please.
Adel, what's the answer?
close one. Close one.
I almost had him.
Clever girl.
Clever girl, Velociraptor.
Oh, no. Adel, my arm's broken. The doctor says the only thing that can help it is the answer to this riddle.
Oh, you need a new doctor.
Oh, shit.
You need a nude doctor?
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, if it's going to make you more comfortable being nude. Every time I go in for a physical, I'm like, you know what's going to really help me out here? Because this is kind of an awkward thing. Could you get naked as well?
You first.
And
if you could go first.
I go to a nude doctor and she's always like, here's what the human body should look like. And I'm like, my ankles are way weirder than that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If I knew I was dying tomorrow and I would go to the doctor and they say, okay, just take off your clothes and put the gown on and I'll be back in a minute. I would go, you first. And then have my eyes bug out of my head and then see if they laughed. And if they didn't laugh, I'd go, this world is cruel.
I'd like to go to a doctor and get another allergy test. I had an allergy test when I was like 22, 21. And I took my shirt off. I laid it on a table and they stuck my back with a lot of different little like pinpricks of things to see what I was allergic with. But they like sectioned it off into sections and then they like, you know, did needles on my back. I would love to go back, do that exact same experience, except when they leave the room, I would love to prepare like a plate of like sushi on my back, just like sashimi, sushis, like lots of like raw fish.
Sexy,
and then when they come
sexy.
Back in the room, I'd be like, I misunderstood what we were doing here.
See, what I like to do is I go to the doctor and you always have to wait in the room for a little bit. Like you're usually sitting
always.
On the edge of the thing and then the doctor comes in. And the doctor usually says something like, sorry for the wait. And what I like to do is at home, I've already printed out a menu and on the front it says Dr. Yums and it has a full itemized menu. And then when a doctor says, sorry for the wait, I say, no worries. So let me start with the bruschetta and then how's the calamari? And that immediately puts them on the defense. And then they're
doctors
like, wait,
you.
what else is on this menu? And I think
we're
going to
be banned from every medical place. I don't think any of us are okay.
No. Okay, here's the move. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
don't
okay.
do any things we said before.
Yes,
this
yes,
were
yes.
all jokes. When you have to go to a doctor and take off all your clothes, if you go into the doctor's office, they'll say, please undress. Here's this gown. Put the gown on. We'll be right back in. When they come back in, you should be undressed. But that gown should be balled up and held over your genitalia, and you should look terrified. And you should just be holding the gown all balled up over your genitalia, and when they come back in, be like, and they're like, well, what's going on? Just put the gown on. I'm like, I've never worn a gown before.
I know this goes without saying, but don't do any
ball?
Of
this. Were you asking me to dance?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My first kiss is with a doctor. Oh, no.
This is not good. You know what I think we should do for a review crew?
No.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Allergy tests. I think we should all go in and re-update our allergy tests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an excuse to actually take care of ourselves. And we'll review it. And we'll review all the foods that we're allergic to together.
I am interested in that only because I wonder how allergic I still am to cats. Because 10 years ago, I was very allergic to cats. But 10 years before that, I was not allergic to cats. So I haven't been around a cat in a while. And if I do, I like wash my hands, you know. So I don't know. I would be interested to see.
Are there any other Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals you're allergic to? Or is it just cats?
Oh, Aaron, if I could only name one more. Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Nice. So, yes, you're allergic to more than one.
I'm allergic to that, yeah. Christine!
There you go.
Aaron, riddle me this. Have they ever done, because this is something we might want to put our investment in. So, I don't know if people know this, but we never ended up buying the Knicks, which was a shame.
Yet. We're saving up.
Would it be worth it to invest in staging a production of Phantom of the Opera, but it's entirely cast by cats?
So, it's the people dressed like they're
cats.
Ready for the musical Cats, but it's Phantom of the Opera?
No, yes. I'm sorry. What Adele is saying is that we get real cats to cast the musical. So we have people audition, it's human beings auditioning, but the cats are the ones that decide.
They're just crawling across the audition table, scratching the binder.
If they rub against your leg, then you know that you're in. You got the role.
Can I make a suggestion of what might make people happy?
Okay.
I guess it's kind of a non sequitur.
Yeah. If you need a pick me up, I can't stress enough, either watch someone do a review of or watch the full version of, oh God, it's so bad, the Phantom of the Opera sequel, Love Never Dies. It's the most unhinged, hilarious thing. It seems like a parody of a parody of a parody of a parody of a musical. I have never laughed harder than I have at clips from that. So check that out if you need a little pick-me-up.
Okay.
Aaron, you must be slightly confused. Love Never Dies is the new James Bond movie.
Oh. I'm thinking of the one, it's the guy with the suit and the cufflinks, and he says, it's James Bond. Yeah.
Yeah. Big hat. I guess I had a question for you, Adel.
Yes.
Are we currently in the middle of answering a riddle, or is there no riddle on the board? Because I don't even know where I am right now.
Oh, there's a riddle on the board.
Oh, okay, true.
And I'll give you the answer if you can remember the riddle.
The dog. The dog 20 pounds one. Give me
Damn
the answer,
it.
Please.
Oh, yes, the
20, Damn
the 20
it.
Pounds one. It's a 20 pounds one. Fuck.
A woman with her barking dog enters a room and presses a button. Within seconds, she instantly loses 20 pounds, and the dog stops barking. How did she lose the weight? Well, my friends.
Well, wait. Huh? Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Was it 20 pounds like physical pounds or was it 20 pounds like money?
It was not smart.
Did she pay a man to kill her dog?
Can you shut this guy up? It is weight.
Hmm. Okay. And is it hurt off her person, like, or is it dog weight? Did she lose dog weight?
She didn't. I'm going to say she didn't technically lose the weight. It is just currently in flux.
Interesting. I would love to figure out a way to flux some of my weight around. So I can't wait to hear the answer.
So it's something on her person. So it's just like a bag or something she was carrying.
A hat. Not necessarily.
A big hat. A very heavy hat.
Not necessarily. I think it's
someone just grabbing her arms and pulling them up off the ground.
That's
a little
what it
oh,
is.
A baby.
Oh, excuse me?
You know how you can take your baby out when you're pregnant and take a little break from being pregnant?
You mean have a baby?
And then put it back in?
You know, you know when you're trying to move sideways through a tight hallway and you're like, I can't fit. So you take out your baby, go through the hallway, and then put it back in?
So you've met a pregnant woman before.
Yeah. I think what Adel has met is a pregnant rat. I think they can smoosh all their bones down and then go under a door.
I want to see a scene.
Oh.
Okay.
That inspired you?
JPC.
Pregnant rat. What's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
JPC, you are a dog. Aaron, you are the dog's owner. And the two of you are sitting, you've been sitting in a room for 3 days, and you're both at sort of your wit's end with each other, and you're trying to kill each other.
Okay. Truce. Let's just do a truce.
Here's the thing.
Nobody has to die.
You have such a dog voice for a human. It's really offensive to me that you sound so much like a dog.
Okay, what's offensive about my voice? I don't think my voice is inherently... Well, I'm sorry? Okay, so what that is like you don't speak the language, so you're just making a lot of roar sounds, okay? That's actually even worse.
Well, maybe if you socialize me with more dogs, I would be able to speak my language.
Sure, okay, I'm going to bring you around a bunch of other dogs. You're going to start in with that roar. By the way, a language I speak because I fucking bothered to learn it. And you think that's going to socialize you? Those other dogs will give you the cold shoulder.
Enough is enough. Shing!
Oh, my God. Charlie Shing? I love you in 2.5 men.
Quah, oh, thank quah, you. Queen. Winning.
Cut.
No! You killed the man I love, Charlie Shing!
Licks knife. You next. Wing, wing.
Okay. What about this? What about if I pull out a little pepperoni, huh?
Oh my gosh, please.
Oh.
I'm so good.
Well,
I'm
I don't
so
know.
Good. I've been cute this whole time. Ooh.
This is only for very good dogs, okay?
I am such a good dog. Look, I'm moving my butt left to right.
If you're such a good dog, well, let's see what Emilio Estevez has to say, okay? Are you going to be nice to Emilio Estevez,
probably,
or are you going to kill him?
Probably.
Ducks fly together. I'm not getting vexed. Vax,
shing,
quack,
shing,
vax,
shing.
Quack, vax,
quack, quack, stab, licks knife. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I actually hate Emilio Estevez.
Oh.
See.
That worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it turns out the most likable of all the Sheens is the dad.
Yeah.
He's my president.
Mm-hmm.
He's fictional.
So what do we think is going on with this woman who loses 20 pounds? I would say it has more to do with the room than anything on her person.
Is she in a pool? Is she like losing pounds because of like buoyancy or some shit?
She's not in a pool, but that's 100% on the right track.
Anti-gravity.
Ew.
Space. She's in space.
She's in
hell?
Skydiving.
She's
in hell.
She is in a situation
button.
Where physics are in action. But it's not space, but that's very close.
Physics are always in action.
That sounds,
even now.
That sounds like a poster that would be like hanging up in a third grade classroom. Physics are in action.
Believe in yourself.
And it's like John Cena giving a thumbs up, and it's like, what the fuck is this for?
In Mr. Clamtree's class, physics are always in action.
Why do you have a mark where your wedding ring was?
Class dismissed. Everybody go home. but it's homeroom. Shut the fuck up. Get out of here. So what do we think? So not space, not water, but...
Physics are in action. Is she in the air?
Ooh,
is she in an elevator?
Yes, that's it. The room is actually an elevator. When she gets inside to go down to her room, the elevator accelerates downward, making her weight temporarily lower.
Is that true?
No.
I don't fucking know.
Aaron, if we heard it in a riddle, It must be true.
Yeah. We have smart people who listen to the show. They'll tell us what's going on.
If you die in a riddle, you die in real life. I know that for a fact.
That's really scary.
Well, that's just science.
Should we do one more riddle?
Yes, I would love
to. I would fucking cream my corn if we got to do one more riddle.
But before we do that, I want to do a scene that I wanted to call earlier.
Well, then my corn's not getting creamed now, is it?
That should be hanging up as a poster in a third grade classroom.
Yeah, if you want to get fired.
Mr. Anderson, can you stop bringing in homemade posters? So this scene is going to be the two of you are brand new, spanking, never before seen, debuting today Pokemon, meaning you're a combination of two different animals. And you're just going to be kind of meeting each other because you're in the wings waiting to be introduced.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm nervous. Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm super nervous. I am super nervous. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
This is so rude. I know it looks like I'm staring at you.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out what combination of things.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. Because I know half of it.
I'm a skunky skunk. I'm a skunk that's healthy and a very, very sick skunk combined.
You're a skunky skunk.
Yeah, I'm a skunky skunk.
That makes sense.
I'm a fucked up skunk and a regular skunk.
Because I'm looking at you and I'm like,
yeah.
Are you a skunk?
Right.
But look, you're not a skunk because it's like something's off.
Yeah, something's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just
excuse me, pardon me, coming through.
Skunk.
It's my turn to be introduced. I'm going to go on stage, pardon me. My name's Muttplug, by the way. I'll see you guys afterwards.
No questions.
That
no
sucks.
Questions. No questions.
About
you
want
to know what I am?
No, we're good, actually.
We're all good.
Be on your way.
Muttplug out.
Oh, God. Sorry, I know this is... I'm not trying to be rude or anything. Like, it's probably clear to a lot of other people. I'm just a really fucked up skunk.
Uh-huh.
Half of me is. So, what are you?
Okay, I'll give you half of it.
Okay.
It's... Half of it is egg salad.
Okay, so you're... Are you a Frasier? You're egg salad?
No. Oh, that would be... Yes, no. I get where you're going.
No, okay.
I can just tell you. I mean, it's going to be hard to guess. Plus, it doesn't really work the way that they named me.
Okay.
I'm Egg Chalamet.
Oh, are you Timothy Chalamet with egg salad?
So the way it happened,
so
was
just Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet was eating egg salad, so I pushed his face into it.
Not a bad origin story.
Excuse me, you two. It's my turn to be introduced. My name is Toblerone. I'm half Toblerone.
No question. No, we don't have any questions.
We have no questions. We have no questions.
No questions. No.
Toblerone.
Don't.
I know. I don't.
Well, I think that you are going to be a fan favorite. Everyone, Timothy Chalamet is very hot right now.
Yeah, egg salad's, you know, it's a polarizing dish, so I don't know. I mean, Skunky Skunk, though, I think that people are really going to love you because it's like a new take on something that everyone kind of is familiar with already. So there's like, you know, you don't really have to relearn anything for Skunky Skunk.
Yeah, since I'm like a fucked up skunk, you would think it would mean that I, like, my spray smells good. It just smells worse than a regular skunk.
Can I tell you
people
something?
People had to throw away their dogs when I sprayed them. What?
Can I say something? And this is the Chalamet side of me talking.
Sure.
You keep saying you're a fucked up skunk.
Yeah.
That's like really negative. Like, I think that you're beautiful, and this is the egg salad part of me talking. I smell fucking horrible. I think I've been out in the sun too long. That's a non-sequitur. That's just the egg salad part of me wanted to say something.
Wow, what to take away from that?
Scene.
What to learn?
Perfection. Here's our final riddle. The sound of Brian snoring is usually just annoying, but today it causes terror and panic. Why?
Dude's a pilot of
dead.
A plane.
That is basically it.
He's pilot of a helicopter. He's pilot of a Navy ship. He's a pile of a spaceship.
He's a pilot.
He's
fan.
A pile of a spaceship.
He was born on a pirate ship. You basically got it. Brian is a bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
You did not want to hear that driver snore.
Okay, I gotta see a scene.
Yes.
So this is like Speed, but it's the exact premise of Speed. Aaron, you're going to be the Sandra Bullock?
Right? Sure.
Is it Sandra
that's
Bullock?
That's what my drug dealer told me the other day.
Sandra
he handed
Bullock
me a bag,
Harry.
And I said, what's this? And he goes, this is like Speed.
It's probably, it looks like Speed.
Oh, that's
promising.
You're going to be the Sandra Bullock role. Adel, you're going to be the bus driver in Speed. The only difference is you have to be in at least 50 minutes of REM sleep or else the bus explodes.
Great. Oh, sorry. Is there a problem? You should take your seat, ma'am.
Yeah, sorry. No, there's. I know you're trying to sleep. It's just. I had a really funny story I wanted to tell you, but no, I'll let you sleep.
Let me get some REM sleep for just 10 seconds, and then I'll be right with you. Here we go.
Sure.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. What? Huh?
Sorry, I nervous cough when I'm supposed to be quiet. Sorry, I'll be quiet. Blah, okay, blah. Okay, I'll be fine. I'm going to let you sleep.
Let me get some REM sleep here. Andy, are you riffing?
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
Huh?
Sorry. That was just me. It was just my own breathing. I thought I heard.
Do you want this bus to crash?
No, I really don't. Sometimes I get like, are you mad at me?
Yes.
You're not mad at me, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm trying to sleep. I feel like we're not done for the day.
REMs.
I know. Sorry. All right. Sorry.
Hey, what?
I'm feeling really awake, and I get really anxious when I'm feeling really awake and the person I'm with is sleeping.
Do I recognize you from something? I feel like I know your face.
Oh, me? I'm Sandra Bullock from movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What are you doing? You ride the bus like a regular person?
I'm half sand, half, what?
Wait, I'm sorry. Finishes? Did you say you're Sandra Bullock from movies?
Yeah.
Oh, you were in that movie where you were all about Steve. You were in All About Steve. I saw that movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could get my money back.
It's a little mean. I was also in Miss Congeniality.
Oh, shit. Can I get my money back?
Hey, so everybody, weird. Sandra Bullock's up here giving money back for bad movies she did.
I'll give that money back for The Proposal and nothing else.
I saw The Net. Can I get money back for that?
The what?
Wait, can I get money back if I saw Ocean's 12 and thought it was Sandra Bullock the whole time?
No one wants Keanu Reeves' money back. No one wants any money back from him. Are you sure? Are you sure?
Huh. Why could we get money back for Reeves? I mean, Matrix, John Wick, Bill and Ted.
Oh, The Lake House?
Solid. That's a solid movie.
Huh.
It's because I'm a woman.
What?
I'm an older woman in Hollywood, and that's why you want your money back.
No, here, take my money.
There we go.
Scene. Ah, the tables have turned. Well, that's our show. Aaron, do you have anything to plug for yourself or Sandra Bullock?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to plug eating a Christmas ornament you got from your aunt on a TikTok video. I think that in a TikTok video, you should just chow down, swallow it whole, a Christmas ornament, and you'll get those clicks, get those views.
Hashtag ornamental.
People will use that sound. No, that's the only thing I have to plug.
JPC.
Oh, I also want to plug, about TikTok. I've seen so many Hey Riddle Riddle TikTok. TikToks pop up on my For You page, and they always blow my mind and make me smile. So thank you to anyone who's made those. Those are so sweet.
Hell yeah. JPC, anything to plug?
I wouldn't want to blow my mind and smile. That sounds like sensory overload. Nothing for me to plug. You can follow me, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Addle, anything you'd like to plug?
I just want to plug, like, you know, just like, I don't know, just like call a friend or something. You know?
That's nice.
Like, call a friend.
Okay.
No text, just like call them. You know?
If Adel's going to plug phone a friend, I am going to plug 50-50, which eliminates two incorrect answers. Aaron, is there anything that you would like to plug in that instance?
Poll the audience. I'd like to plug polling the audience. You're not really making a choice unless you're asking a bunch of people what they think of that choice.
And Aaron, one final question. For $1 million, is the planet I'm thinking of A, Mercury, B, Uranus, C, Saturn, or D, Jupiter? If you have 1 minute.
I'd like to phone a friend.
Okay. Who are we talking to?
I'd like to call my friend JP Riddles.
Okay, let's call JP Riddles for an answer. Here we go. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing. Okay. It's still ringing. Okay.
Hello, JP Riddles phone.
Hi, JP Riddles. What planet is he thinking of? A, Saturn, B, Uranus, C, Mercury, D, Jupiter.
I'll tell you what, that Dr. Fauci's on another planet if he thinks I'm going to put that microchip in my arm. Bill Gates lives on a yacht with all the pedophiles in the world, and he's going to try to get me sick? No thanks, Mr. Gates. I'm not going to get your virus.
And I'm so sorry, we are out of time.
D, Jupiter.
No, I'm sorry.
I lost $1 million. But he's family, so what are you going to do?
I also want to
say... We've been canceled. Casey just said we've been canceled. Casey, I get it.
For future reference, I don't appreciate that the person you called popped their head out of my mouth. I don't know how that happened, but I would prefer that don't happen again. Well, everyone, I'm Regis Philbin. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, as Casey Kasem said. Bye-bye forever.
That also sounds like a poster in a middle school classroom. This episode was a mess. Let's just throw it away.
Hey there, turkeys and scarves. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a special fall edition of America's favorite game show, Small, Medium, or Large. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.